Everett, how are you?
All right.
Just 1 minute. I wanted to talk to you. Got back from Honolulu. Had a good meeting with you, everything. I got a real rough letter from Mike on the Vietnam that just in effect says that we ought to throw in the towel.
Oh,
Mike Mansfield, just a damn awful letter.
Oh, my.
He says that, it sounds worse than McCarthy.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear it.
So, I will talk to you about that later. Now, when are you leaving? Friday?
It's Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah. I'm going over to the judiciary. You saw Jim Eastland's statement in the paper this morning.
Oh?
He says he hopes that judiciary will kill the gun bill. And, of course, they can get it to go over for a week because you can't stop them. That's the committee rule.
Yeah.
But Strom Thurmond is hostile as hell, and so is Jim. And they're mutilating the bill as it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do unless Tidings undertakes to hook it onto something yet this week. Because if he doesn't, Roman and I and others will be down in Florida.
Yeah.
And we've got 24 members of the Senate on our side who are delegates, you see. That just raises hell with it. We'd probably be better off to wait it out and start it in September if we had to.
What I want to know is you going to get those nominations reported?
I don't know. I'll bring the thing up this morning over there.
Well, now, haven't we got the votes to report them?
Yeah, but the trouble is that they can continue to talk. We get into session and you can't shut off Tom, can't shut off Sam Irwin, and they talk and talk and talk. And Strom has a standing objection to having judiciary meet while the Senate's in session.
And when does the Senate meet? 12?
12, yeah.
Well, does that mean that we're just going to talk that they can never let us report the nomination?
Well, that may be it until later. Maybe we can't get them out of the fire until later. But we could wear them down, you know. And I've begged Strom, I says, for God's sake, let these go to the calendar and then do whatever you damn please. If you want to start filibustering, that's all right. We can wear you out on that one. But,
Well, we're going to have a good, big, juicy issue. What's he going to do? Is he going to let them go to the calendar, or is he going to keep them in the committee?
Well, that's been the trouble. They wouldn't let us come out of committee as yet. So I got to feel that out this morning and see.
Well, do that. Call me before you get out. And what are we going to do about the Crooker nomination, CAB? Cotton said he'd go over a week last week.
Oh, I thought he cleared that.
No, he says he's ready to go, but they haven't done anything. I want to get it cleared up so I can send a bunch more up there.
Okay.
I've got others. Just tell him today to get that out. They say your new leader up there told him he had to have it to go over another week. Griffin says that, and Cotton said, well, that he would let it go one more week, but then he let us bring it up. But
yeah.
He's made us a commitment, and let's get that acted upon, because everything he does is kind of tainted. They say, well, hell, this now. And I want to send some more name.
Yeah. By the way, the session's name hasn't come up yet.
All right, well, I'll get
clear that. I'll do foreign relations.
You sure that's all right?
Oh, yeah, I talked to Mark.
Well, I'll look at it.
I'll
look at it, and I'll get it up there before you get away. Now, please do something on the CAB thing, and let's get that action. And then I've got Maggie. I want to get those interstate commerce. I've got one of those. A Republican is, I believe, his term expires December 22nd.
Yeah.
But we ought to go on and get him confirmed. He's just a reappointment.
Yeah.
Same thing with Crooker. His term expires during my term.
Yeah.
And Cotton has agreed now, and there's another one. There's some Democrat from Connecticut. He's on the Regulatory Commission. Those things go on through, and ask Cotton to have a meeting with Magnuson before they get out this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.